This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by, you guessed it, Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS. Get yourself 33% off, free shipping worldwide. Worldwide, so no matter where you are in this big old world, you can get them free. And lifetime warranty. And hey, we are also sponsored by...
Thank you for visiting Lucy Lee Essentials, where we provide you with bath, skincare, and spa quality products at affordable prices, but providing you with an at-home luxurious experience. Visit us at www.lucyleeessentials.bigcartel.com and don't delay. With quick processing times and even in some cases same-day delivery, we're sure to make a long-time customer out of you.
Ayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the In Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
oh, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
welcome back to another edition of In Deep Show. I am your man, Fury Styles, a.k.a. your man, Big B. So glad that you're back with us. Let's take another ride. The IDS crew. Today, my crew is the Doctor.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing out there? It's hot around here. Are we ready to go?
And also, we have All Hail the Queen.
Ayo. Hi.
All right. So, how was y'all weekend? How's everybody? Everybody weekend was good. This week.
Really?
What? I know, right?
Hey, you just gonna do that, huh?
what was that? What?
Huh?
There's the ghost.
Stop, you know, right?
Somebody was talking about driving while drunk. What?
Yeah, I will do that shit.
Oh,
hey, hello. Girl.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Hi. Hey. Oh my God, I miss all of you.
Damn it, it's damn it, Gina.
Hola, konnichiwa, hi.
Nigga say yo. Yo, a nigga
hi
just said
guys.
Yo.
Yay, I miss you all.
Woo. All right.
You know, Brian got all the good shit. You get over here on this woo night, you like, yay.
She back, y'all. Back in full effect.
And we also have with us, damn it, Gina. Oh.
I know. Hi. Hi, Furious Stylistics. I've missed you guys. Aw. Hello.
I actually missed you up until 3 minutes ago. How's everybody's weekend?
Good.
My air conditioning went out Saturday,
no
man.
Oh, no. No, anything
yeah
but that.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I know people.
Mm-hmm. You know somebody that knows somebody,
know somebody
that knows somebody.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I called my man Saturday night, Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Oh, the dude that still got my gloves. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
He said, man, look, I'll be over there between 7 a.m. I'm between 7 and 7:30 a.m. He was there. Man, but I don't know. I don't know if Johnny know too much about the AC, but he gave me his diagnosis.
Right. Lord, I hope his diagnosis is better than the one he give out deuces.
That
wasn't. He said, replace your roof.
Man. Replace the roof, I get some AC. Yeah. Now, nah, look, take the roof off.
And you'll be cool.
Coming right. But nah, he gave us his diagnosis of what he thought was wrong.
Uh-oh.
Then he called his cousin.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Shit.
Okay.
Boogie.
And they talked for a while. Look, and you know the funny part about it, right? He was standing right there by the furnace, and he had his cousin on speakerphone, right? So Johnny was running down to him what he thought was wrong. He said, well, you know, it might be the compressor, or it might be a leak in the Freon line or whatever. And
I went to Google.
But look, check this out. His cousin was on the phone, right? He was like, all right, look, you got me on speakerphone? And Johnny was like, yeah, because I can hear him.
He was
sitting
take
in
me
the
off.
Basement, right? He was like, so take me off speakerphone. I was like, oh, they get ready to get me. They get ready to get me, man. I was like,
I'm about to get got.
Right.
He's like,
right.
Just change that one coil. It's fine.
And charge him $5,000.
His cousin came.
Oh.
And had the big professional van and everything with all everything in it. And they were out there for about, I'd say about 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. They changed the coil.
They probably changed something real
simple.
Put
some Freon in that junk.
Mm.
That too.
How much that thing cost?
They charged me $120.
That's not bad.
I know, because most of people
you
like
got
that.
Raped.
I need that.
I mean, you would. I stand by that shit. You would have got raped if it was anybody else. Sorry,
like they would have just ARS and whatever. They would have charged you $125
just
for coming out.
Just a look.
I'm going to need that number just
in case. Hey, I got you. Because they was like, man, if you know anybody else, you know,
I'm
going to
be like yeah,
that.
You on speakerphone, what you going to say? What you got?
Nah, but when I heard that, I was like,
oh, that's going to be $5 million.
But you know what, though? Mm-hmm. The story was great and everything, and the outcome was wonderful. But I want to get to the more important thing, okay? Mm. For all deepsters that's not in the DMV area, it the last 3 days has reached exactly 541 degrees outside.
What?
How was it in the house?
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Oh. But you know what? You know, the man cave down in the basement. It was okay.
Yeah. Basements are always cool.
Right. But upstairs, and the thing about it was that Saturday, it wasn't. The AC didn't go out to like the middle part of Saturday. It wasn't like it was out all day. You know, I was down in the basement. I was good. Sean was upstairs.
sweating in her
baby,
butt crack.
What's wrong? Turn the air up.
I told her.
At what point did you say to yourself, like at first, didn't you say, well, we could probably ride with this for another day or two? But then when you thought, oh, they might have to come down here with me. You was like, I got to get this fixed immediately.
Immediately.
Well, actually,
hello.
Kayla was over my mother-in-law's house for the weekend. So it was just me and LaShawn. Yeah, so, all
right.
You know, she wanted to stay upstairs.
Wow, chicka, bow, bow.
At any point did you think to yourself, my wife would rather sit upstairs in a room that's approximately 374 degrees rather than come downstairs in the basement.
85 up that joint. That's what the thermostat said.
I understand, but you're missing the point.
Ah, okay.
Your wife rather risk heat stroke than come downstairs and be with you.
That's not true. She just didn't realize it for like 3 hours. And then she was like, why am I sweating? And then she realized and then said, Mark, I need you to handle this. And he was like, okay, babe. Right?
Nope. To be honest with you, she was the one that handled it.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. See?
Yep.
Strong black woman. I love it.
Well, y'all stick together, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes. Just like y'all stick together.
Oh, shit. You thought gasoline on fire, you expect the flame to get bigger.
Oh, man. Oh,
well,
man.
She handled it. To these two? Are you kidding me?
I love it.
But yeah, the band was out there for about 25 minutes. Johnny came back in, right? I was like, oh, shit. Whoa, you ready to hit me with that shit?
Mm.
He was like, it's fixed, though.
Yeah, wait till next check. I ain't got it.
was like, it was a fuse.
Did you boop,
boop, he said boop. It was the capacitor.
The flux capacitor.
Like, that don't even sound like right. Right. I was like, that sound like real shit.
And the vial or something, man. They happen to have the parts.
All right.
His cousin anyway. I can believe that though. That Bama.
Did you get the cousin?
I believe that.
That Bama did the Fred Sanford on that jump. Now Fred used to open up that drawer.
Right. Right. Tell him we replaced this.
What am I supposed to tell him?
You know what
I should have said? What am I supposed to tell him to fix? He came in and saw Back to the Future on his table. It was the flux capacitor.
Right, right. I should have said, well, show me the old part.
I know, right? Like you need your car.
But you know what? When he told me what he was going to charge me, I was like, psh.
As long as it's cool.
Yeah, right.
You
exactly.
got it.
Exactly.
Right, because when it's 776 degrees outside,
damn, it went up.
You,
I know, right? Five.
You just pay whatever.
You notice that?
Just go ahead and just pay.
I'm just saying. Yeah. You're right though.
But $125, $120. Man, I was like, all right.
If you're in the DMV,
there you go.
Holler at me.
Oh, and you hot.
You know what?
Right.
When he finishes my garbage disposal that he started 7 months ago. Oh. I'm going to also agree that he does great work.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right.
He's going to move my shirt around.
Mm-hmm. He's turned my garbage disposal into a recyclable garbage disposal. Because when you turn it on, all the food and stuff comes back out the sink. In case you want to reuse it.
So it's a compost joint.
Right.
Oh, you just got a new backyard. There you go.
That's awesome.
New backyard.
I didn't even want to talk about that because that jump ran me another 15 unexpectedly yesterday.
Well, but I'm saying you can do like compost in the backyard.
I don't want to talk about that backyard.
You can get some chicken.
I don't want to talk about that backyard.
Okay. So we can't talk about cookouts and that. Okay. So moving on.
He had a cookout.
You bringing food?
He had a cookout.
Are you cooking on the grill?
You bringing food?
I might. What you doing?
That means you're not.
She can't.
That's not what that means. I asked you a direct question, sir.
And I asked you one, too.
Well, you can't answer a question with a
question. Are you bringing food?
Yes. Sure. Are you cooking
then,
out?
Then we're having a cookout.
All right. Wait, do I got to bring all the food? Hold on, let's get some clarity. Oh, no, that'll be a negative.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to bring four steaks.
Be here. About Saturday by 5.
You know what? Right. See, that's the kind of mistreatment I'm talking about.
I'll be free.
Yes, you will.
I'll be
free. You know what?
Friday, Saturday.
I was going to say, don't do it.
Don't get too happy.
Because sometimes a plane ride, you're just like, I'm going to listen to some things while I'm on the plane.
They're on the train.
What? For how many hours?
Didn't you say train?
No.
I thought you said they was getting on the train. Yeah. That's why I was like, that's been a long ride.
That was a long ass train ride. Mm-mm, they'll be there in like 5 minutes on the plane. On the train, it'll be like 17 hours. That's a big ass difference.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yeah, no, they be on the plane.
Shit just dawned on her.
They can take a train coming back, though.
Oh,
like, nah, I'm just playing. They're my babies.
By Thursday, you're going to be crying.
I can't be too mad. I know, right?
Okay. I know.
Yeah, he's gonna be crying. Shit, they coming back in 2 days.
I want some dinner.
I'm hungry.
All right.
My baby.
But you know what? I'll be alright with the food. I'll be alright with everything.
Just let me know what you should do for old time's sake.
What?
Go ahead, pass El Tamarindo. See
El Tamarindo.
Get your burrito.
Oh, I got a new jump.
No, don't go there.
I got a new jump.
Where?
It's called Las Placitas. It's
Las Placenta. I might.
I'm telling you, dog.
Ew.
I don't want nothing from there.
De donde?
I'm telling you, where? Man. It's pretty much the equivalent. It's right over by the Navy Yard. It's on 8th. Okay, if you coming down M Street and you make that right there on 8th Street, it's right in the next block. Okay. As for Jose, tell him Mark sent you.
Now,
he's the owner. I'm saying
Jose. No, right by the waterfront?
No, it's not even that far down.
Okay.
If you're coming off 295, mm-hmm. right up by the Navy Yard, right at the corner when you come off right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right there? Right there. You coming down M Street, once you get to 8th Street, 8th, 8th, 8th. Make that right. is right there on the corner. Right there in that same block. La Spicita.
Smart.
And you know what? I know the food is good because they stay.
Huh? You stay right there on the corner. I was just wondering, is it like right there on the corner? But that's what you did, so I'm just asking.
Well, I'm just
okay, it's right there.
You know what?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's moving right on, go ahead.
It's on the
is there on the corner.
It's on
okay.
The corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Is it vicious in there?
You know what? Only thing I've had is the burritos.
Mm.
But I know that joint stay kind of packed though. So the
is
food
it like
must
Chipotle-esque?
Be...
Give me
this
more.
It's a restaurante.
Oh.
It's a restaurante?
Restaurante, man.
Oh,
I'm telling
okay.
you.
Was that in Japan?
Was it what?
Man?
Well, you know when I start to speak the language.
Of seven different cultures at once.
Of all people.
You know how I do. But the food must be good. But see, the only thing about it is... I'm pretty sure I would like more, you know, variety of Mexican. But I don't know what to order because I don't know. I mean, I know what I like.
Right.
But I would hate to
but
order.
But they give you love on it, all right?
Oh, no doubt. I get love. Okay. I don't pay for it.
There you go. So you should try something new every day.
Yeah.
And you get home and you be like, I know not to order that next week.
Right.
As you put in,
and
as
it
you give
free,
it to buddy.
So.
You give it to buddy, huh?
Don't give it to buddy. Backyard.
Get a little
oh,
bigger.
Right.
Oh. Right.
Everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Don't
how long you had, buddy?
Shit. Oh, what, 3 years?
Backyard. Aww. Fucked up already. Can't get no worse. like the backyard pristine and it's going to get fucked up. Backyard fucked up.
Well.
3 years of twice a day shit?
Just twice?
At minimum. Depending on how much bull was poured that day. He might wake up and forgot he took him out once. So it might be three.
You know what?
Y'all ready to start the show?
Let's do it, please.
I'm kill my fucking ass. Fuck you.
Hey. Well,
why don't you get the fucking buttons together over there?
Well, you the buttons about are good. No, I'm just saying.
You don't stop fucking with Buddy.
Usually, I talk through right. As I go through. But
yeah.
One, no, really.
One was drinking, one was stuffing face. So there's hence the silence.
Eating Doritos.
Hence the silence.
You mean Cheetos?
I don't know. I didn't
Cheez-Its?
I didn't
do you
see
have,
the name.
Oh, do you
have, I have nothing.
Okay. Oh, all right.
From what I hear, she's eating everything. That's
really?
Mm, that's what I heard. You
we already went
Kayla's,
to the weekend. Everybody's
Kayla's,
weekend was good. Cheez-Its.
My weekend was
Mexican.
Good.
And the week's even better. You eating up all the damn Cheetos.
Cheese it.
All the snacks.
Hey, I want the Cheetos.
Mm. All the dinner.
Mm-hmm. Are cheeses Mexican? No?
No, they're just baked
that's
delicious
like a,
treats.
That's like a mix between the Mexican and the
no. Delicious.
Oh. Okay.
No, sir.
Okay.
All right, let's get this show started now for those
ooh.
That
yeah.
love our opening song. Here's more of the same. For those that don't, there's another message to you. Skyping me at 9:46 in the morning. What's going on? And you know I'm snoring. Don't want to open up my eyes to see who's this Skyping me and why. It's my boy Doc leaving the barbershop. Told me he was in the stripping spot and heard a silly plot. Some niggas want to stick you for your listeners, dealer. Slow down, Doc. Give me the info, killer. Remember that nigga from the show out of Ohio that you got cool with? Now you got S-Y-O. Yeah, my nigga Aaron from Astronauts. Nah, that's my family. Nah, Aaron wouldn't make it hot. Not talking about him. He scooped me to some niggas that you put on back when You only had 1,000 listeners. Now your listeners blowing up like nitro, and they wanna take your listeners from you real slow. So I think they be forewarning me, so now I'm warning you. I got a stats, nigga. Tell me what you wanna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. Damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my listeners. They heard about the fresh studio with the microphone to make everything that you say sound great. They heard about the hits you got down in Morgantown, and they heard you got half of Chi-Town locked down. They even heard about all the hits you got in Bora Bora. Man, they out of order, man. Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of phone calling and niggas stalling if my network numbers start falling. What you think all the shows are for? Podcast war, got the thug princess by the door, and I pay her by the minute, so she can bring it to the imbeciles for fucking with my decimals, damn. Niggas trying to bring it to my team, this is not a dream, but dope since I stepped up on the scene. It's the one to see you on Stitcher, see your picture, now they want to chop it up and chill with you. Bet your big B won't trip, I got Doc, Queen, Drew, baby, standing by my hip, so we can tear through the ignorant, put podcasters in a bad predicament, where all the wax shows went. Touch my deepsters, guess what, I'ma leave you, fuck where I'ma bury you, I'll put you in the city dump. I bring pain, disdain on what remains of your show. You got a guest host, you should've told them, coached them, extra segments for the notion that we won't reload and explode on your whole show. I fuck around and go in more, bring four to your door, no show no more, nigga. You know we rough, don't fuck with us. The more segments we bust, the more dangerous. We don't give a fuck about you, we a tight crew. What you gonna do when IDS crew comes for you? We not frontin', IDS ain't running. Hold on, these niggas ain't coming.
If I hit that ass, you belong to me. Especially, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat, and you get to shake him and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit, you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Konnichiwa.
Bien.
Okay, I write all this shit.
Nine.
Hey, man.
Oh.
Dr. Dre pulled up to his house.
Okay.
All right. And this dude.
What up, nigga?
Oh. Hey.
How you doing, nigga? Hey. Furious.
Dr. Dre pulled up in front of his house, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was this dude blocking his driveway.
Okay.
So Dr. Dre got out of his car and said, hey, man, you blocking my driveway.
Oh, okay.
Right? So dude scooched up a little bit, I guess just enough to let Dr. Dre get into his driveway. So the dude still cursing. He cursing at Dr. Dre for some reason. I don't know. Dude must have been mad or something. But anyway, Dr. Dre took out his cell phone because he thought dude was going to start getting all buck wild on him and everything. So he pulled out his cell phone and, you know, do a little video. So dude said, oh, God, here comes another black guy with the gun. Okay, yeah, that's what he said. Now, dude also called the police, and the police got there. And police like, well, what's going on? I guess the guy that blocked his driveway, the one that called the police, mm-hmm. said that Dr. Dre had a gun.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. But anyway, they put the cuffs on Dr. Dre.
Really?
And, yeah.
In front of his house?
In his driveway.
Wow.
Yeah, they put the cuffs on him, and they frisked him and everything, too. They didn't find a gun at all. Okay? So the police, you know, let Dr. Dre go. And then they went back to the dude. And they were like, come on, dude. He ain't have a gun on him or whatever. You were blocking his driveway. You know? So the guy was like, okay, well, since y'all not going to arrest him or anything, I'm going to make a citizen's arrest.
Okay.
I ain't heard citizen's arrest since fucking Andy Griffin.
Barney Fife.
Yeah, right. I didn't know it was a real thing as citizen. Is it?
Yes, it is.
Really? So, okay, in that case, what do you do if somebody's harassed? I mean, what do you do? If you
want to
make a citizen's arrest against somebody, you call the police and say, I demand that you arrest him, or how does that work?
Well, you have to tell them, too. It's a citizen's arrest.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know who's going to do that, though.
That's what I was going to say. Does the citizen arrest the other citizen?
But who's going to enforce it?
That's the point I'm trying to make.
The police aren't going to enforce that, right?
Why not?
And then what?
Okay, so me and you beefing.
Yes, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
Make me mad.
Right.
So I can say, officer, I want to make it a citizen's arrest on you.
Mm-hmm.
So is it their obligation to arrest you, or do I?
I'm just going to tell you to stop drinking and like go to like wherever you live and mind your business. First of all, you're in front of this man's house blocking his driveway. What are you mm-hmm. arresting him for?
Right.
Like, even if you said a citizen's arrest, what's the arrest for? For you blocking his driveway and him not having a gun? Like, I don't get it. You have to have something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to have a reason. He violated me in this horrible way, and that's why I want to make a citizen's arrest.
No, seriously, because you don't want somebody to arrest you for being crazy.
Okay.
I want to make a citizen's arrest for you being a nut.
Is that what it is?
Okay. So, first of all,
yes.
When deciding whether you're going to make a citizen's arrest, you have to first figure out, is it feasible for a peace officer to intervene? If so, call the police. But if you're going to go at it alone, you tell the suspect plainly that you are making a citizen's arrest and that you are holding him or her until police arrive.
Yeah, right.
Then call the police.
Yep.
As explicitly for his or her cooperation until police arrive. Avoid using force if at all possible.
That's what I was going
to do. I'm whipping your ass.
Use it to the minimum possible otherwise. Do not question or search the suspect or his or her possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Your purpose is only to temporarily detain him or her until police arrive.
Right.
And when police arrive, state the plain facts of what happened.
Right.
Oh.
So I can say, Brian, you are under citizen's arrest. I am calling the police because you're a dick, and I am waiting for them to come. And you're supposed
you're
to just
make
stand
a citizen's
there.
Arrest because of my dick?
All right. Good
I'm
luck
done.
With that.
I know, right? I'm done.
And I'm just supposed to wait.
I know, right?
Sure, I'll wait right here.
I will be right here until the police come because you have made a citizen's arrest.
But you know what, though?
Pretty much.
For all of the people that use and need stuff like this,
mm-hmm.
there's your excuse for being late to work tomorrow. Call in and be like, hey, John, I'm going to be running about 20 minutes late today. I just got citizens arrested. So I got to wait for the police to get here. So.
I've been detained by a citizen.
Any kind of arrest, they don't want to hear that.
Then you're a criminal. Even
you're
going to
be like, Brian,
arrest.
If you don't get your motherfucking ass
pretty
down
much.
Here in
get
5 minutes,
get your black
minutes,
ass
man.
Here in 5 minutes, you're fired.
Pretty much.
Negro.
God damn it.
Yeah, bring son of horns. A monkey's uncle. I knew I should have
you know, on that very
guy.
Note, not to get off base,
uh-oh.
But.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I left my job.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, do you know mm-hmm. how I've been so used to having sort of a rigid start time or what have you
mm-hmm.
that it's like I get to work at like 8:45 and I come and I'll be like, you know, hey, Tony, man, my bad. You know, as well, dude, it's 8:45. You're good. I mean, if it gets like 9 o'clock, you know, call me, let me know you're running late or something. Oh, that's how it works. Just as long
I was
as I'm
45
in that,
minutes late.
That 8:30-ish, 9-ish
window,
9:05-ish. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Damn. Good.
Don't
you love
if you,
it,
if
though?
If you have to 9, just make sure you have donuts.
Don't you like it, though?
How about
nice?
That? How about that?
I love it.
Cool, nice. Man. Cool, yeah. Man.
Hey, you know what? It's so funny because, you know, we have a kitchen in our office.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, today, like I told y'all, it was literally 832 degrees a day.
Oh, 830.
And so, you know, I had to drop off. I had to drop off some paperwork and checks to the office.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went to the kitchen and opened the fridge, and I'm like, wow, okay, beer.
Ooh, and more beer.
Ooh, well, I'll just take one of these beers just to ride home with.
Because I have to sample these things. Wow. And I have to make sure I know what I'm talking about.
Properly beer hydrated.
Now, so shout out to Smutty Nose Hayseed. It's a very, very
good beer.
Great beer. Yeah. Oh, give that one a try. I didn't think I was going to like it. But it was good.
It's called Smutty? Oh,
okay. All right, now back to your regularly scheduled diagnosis that was already in progress.
Oh, sorry, right. Is it called Smutty?
Smutty Nose.
Smutty Nose? Mm-hmm. Never heard of Smutty Nose. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't drink beer, though.
I mean, I drink a little beer, but I've never even seen it. I'm sorry, proceed.
Oh, thank you.
It's not next to the Blue Bull, I can tell you that.
I don't drink.
All right, hey, y'all. Cat Williams. Cat Williams.
Oh,
man.
No.
Cat Williams. Damn it. Can I get on with Smutty Cat Williams?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, now y'all know this boy been in problems, man, for the last couple of months. Shit. Nah, last couple of years, actually. Mm-hmm. Including weapons, man, assault, and the cops that went in this house and found all kinds of weapons and everything. Anyway, this boy done been arrested again this weekend. Okay, for assaulting this woman that's supposed to be one of his employees. Okay. He stole the broad in the face, man.
Wow.
Okay, and then I don't know what's going on with Cat. But if I'm not mistaken, the last time the judge, I don't know if he has the same judge all the time. But I think they're supposed to, though. You know, if you go in front of a judge one time, every time after that, you're supposed to go in front of the same one. But I don't know. Anyway. He's supposed to punch this woman in the face. Okay. Now, according to CBS News, okay, Cat was arrested on a misdemeanor count of battery. And he was released later on a $20,000 bail bonds. Okay. And is set to appear in court on August the 18th. You know, I understand Cat a celebrity or was a celebrity because I ain't seen him and shit lately. But man, you just can't keep on getting in trouble back to back like that. Man, I don't know how well Cat would do being incarcerated. He a little dude. little tiny dude now.
Now, isn't it publicity, even negative publicity, is still publicity? So it's still kind of keeping you relevant and in the limelight, kinda. Yeah. Even if you punch somebody in the face,
that is a good question. That's a good question. But I mean, if you're not getting paid, I mean, if you're getting paid in the concert, if you're getting paid and you fucking up in the news, you're getting paid and you fucking up in the news, I think that's something different. But you ain't been getting paid lately. You just been in the news lately for dumb shit.
Yeah, but we're still talking about him. Like we're still, he's still kind of like, what's her name? Oh, Britney Spears. She hadn't had my Caucasian side. She hadn't had things out, you know, a song or CD out for a while.
Britney's in Vegas with a show.
No, now. But for a while, when she was going through all the trials and tribulations with, you know, what was happening with the kids and the little vagina pics and all that stuff.
But she was
in the news with
But
no
she wasn't
CD.
Fighting people.
No, she
and
wasn't.
And little kids.
No, no. I'm not comparing the two. I'm only saying just in reference to being relevant and keeping yourself in, you know, the news and keeping yourself on Twitter and all these various, you know, different social medias. Mm-hmm. We're still talking about him, even though he's not doing jack. No, but we're still talking about him.
I feel like you can't compare the two.
Not really.
I feel like Britney had like family behind her that was like, Brit, girl, shut up. Mm, go away for a minute. Mm-hmm. Just silencio. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, she came back and she has like a Vegas show, even though it's, you know, she's still not, you know, dancing that great. Oh. Lip singing, but still, they said that show is really like popping and is doing well. He just need to go
I don't know.
That part I agree with, that he needs to go sit down somewhere and shut up. Yeah. But I guess what I'm saying is that all these different little things, he is constantly still being, whether it's interview, whether it's being his little antics are still, you know, on the news or Twitter or whatever. He's still out there. Mm-hmm. Even though he's not doing jack. He's not doing any shows that I know of. Do you know of any shows he's on?
He's doing shows.
Is he? Mm-hmm. And he's just a dummy. So yeah. What is he doing?
like you said, being a dummy.
Okie doke. Right. Well, there you go.
Henny react.
But see, the thing about it, you know what, when some actors start doing, I mean, some comedians or actors start doing so much stupid shit, you know, I think it kind of fucks up the path of getting the money. You know, because producers and you know, people with the money that might say, oh, okay, we're going to give, you know, Kat a shot at doing this. But the more you keep fucking up, the people not going to want to fuck with you. You know, right, it's just like athletes.
Right.
The more you fuck up, the more they going to be like, oh, look, man, drop him from the team. Mm-hmm. Or no, we're not going to sign him because he's getting into too much shit.
Your time is up.
Man, yeah. I mean, be smart. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. Anyway, well, Kat, man, he going to fuck around and end up doing some time. That's what he going to end up doing. Probably. I hate to say it. But anyway. Okay, moving on. Let's move on. Brian, you have anything to say? No. No.
Fuck that.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. That'll do it.
Next story?
All right. Justin Timberlake. Okay.
I love him. Uh-oh.
You love Justin. You know, I like Justin. So I think he's a cool white boy. I like him. He was at the American Century Celebrity Pro-Am. Okay, in Lake Tahoe. Okay. Now, he was just walking through the crowd. Some dude smacked the shit out of him. Pow! Just out of nowhere, right? Justin got mad.
Would too.
A little Rick Edelman joint?
Huh?
Like a little Rick Edelman joint?
I don't know if he hit him. I don't know if he hit him. Yeah, perhaps. I haven't seen the footage yet. I don't know. But Justin got real gangster on him.
Okay.
Justin turned around. You know what Justin did?
What did he do?
Justin said, why would you do that?
That's not gangster.
Justin said, why would you?
Gangster would have been knocking him the fuck
out.
I
know, right? Like, that's not gangster.
That's gangster.
That's gangster.
To be like, sir, yeah. Excuse me.
Why would you smack me?
Yeah, no.
My face hurts. It's red.
When your net worth is X amount of dollars, yes, you turn around and say, why would you do that? Then you kind of look over at your security like, you want to be employed tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You don't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. See, I think if Kat you got
Kat Williams would do something find his ass.
But
in
I'm
jail.
Saying, but Kat's always fighting people first. Right. I think Justin got hit. He got hit and he was defending himself.
But wait,
so
a
then
minute,
I don't
though,
really think
Kat's
it was
defense. I think the little dude, little shorty, jumped on him first.
The girl.
No,
when they went back, the kid.
Oh, yeah, the kid.
No,
I think Shorty ran.
No, he did it first.
Oh,
he did it first. I mean, I'm not gonna say the kid wasn't talking shit, but he still
didn't hit him first.
He still started it where he hit him or assaulted him or pushed him. I can't remember exactly, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
Even with I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, Justin got smacked and was like, "Hey, sir. You shouldn't pop me that way. I don't like it." I mean, is that what he did?
That's word on the street. That's word on the street. And from what I hear, though, it must not have been that hard because Justin didn't have any scars on his face. So I don't know. But Justin didn't want to press charges or anything like that, right?
Really? That's what I'm saying. He could have boop him right back. It would have been okay.
Just boop.
Hi-yow.
Oh, the Batman. Cool. All right, but anyway, the security that was on the golf course at the time, they wanted to talk to the man, you know. And the dude, you know, they was just trying to calm him down. You know, dude said he was just overwhelmed. He wanted to touch Justin and, you know.
Smacking him?
Well, from what the guy was saying, this is the gist that I get.
Your
that maybe he was just trying to touch Justin and accidentally.
Justin turned his face at the wrong time and it was a smack.
Right. Maybe he wanted to say, hey, high five.
Poop.
And Justin's face just happened to be there. I don't know. I don't know.
I love you, Justin.
I love you. Oh, shit, damn, man. I didn't mean to hit you.
I'm sorry.
See, a lot of that could have been cleared up in just finding out what was his response when Justin said something to him. If he'd have been like, nigga, fuck you, da da da, you know, he smacked him. But if he was like, you know, I swear, my bad, I didn't, that wasn't my, you know.
Right. My favorite singer ever.
Right. That was not my intent. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my
right.
gosh. Is your face okay? Yeah.
Let me kiss it. I love you.
Let me kiss it.
silly. Yeah, anyway. Man, Social Security wanted to talk to the dude. They was like, all right, look, man. Come on, let's move along. They was trying to get him off the premises. Dude wouldn't leave.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah, and on top of that, they said that the guy was intoxicated and became belligerent and all that kind of stuff.
He was like, take that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they got his ass up out of there. Good. But, you know.
Tell me they beat his ass in the back.
Like I wish I would have seen some footage, though. You know, I got to do some research. Call some of my sources and everything. Yeah.
Your sauces.
Do it. You know how my sauces are. Anyway, that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. Y'all got anything y'all want to touch on?
Really quick.
Okay.
DNC time was just RNC time. DNC time is going to be a show. I'm just saying. It already started. It's already a show. Before today,
I think the accurate term is a shit show.
Well, okay, it's trying to be nice. But yeah, it's about to be a really big show. Okay.
That thing is getting more entertaining as the years go.
Dude. So I just want to put that out there, too.
Hey, all right, quick question.
Okay.
All right. We know Hillary and my man going at it, right? Mm-hmm. Do y'all think
who's the man?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Now, do y'all think next year's election or whatever is going to be exciting? I think this one right here is going to top all that shit. Huh?
What do you mean next year?
I mean, next
it's gonna happen.
Years.
Okay, I was gonna say it's about to happen.
The next
4 years from now.
Yeah.
Can we get to this one first?
Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. Can we get to this? Like, who is going to be the United States of America, the next president, the POTUS? Because I need to know who the FLOTUS is going to be, too.
I understand.
I mean, I'm counting but Bill, I'm Bill saying, too, as
years
a FLOTUS.
To come, do y'all think this is going to be the format to the RNC and the DNC's, you know, Is it going to be, let me say it like this. Is it going to be more after this one, which is real entertaining?
Mm-hmm.
Is the next one going to be more foolish or more down to the topics?
I hope not.
Do you think it's
going to
be more serious?
Yeah, I need it to be serious.
Right, I guess.
You know, running this country is really a serious matter. It's not for, you know, jokes and playing.
I just want to know which Republican is actually going to get on the mic and say, all right, we had a nigga, we had a broad, and we had a fools. Let's get it back to
the politics.
Right.
Trump already said that. You didn't hear that
episode? Man, I'm going to tell you something. I cringe. Trump. I had a starfish through his whole speech. I was like,
you watched the whole thing? 75 minutes?
Other than getting up to get snacks and drinks,
you using the bathroom.
That was scary.
Dog.
That shit was scary. Mm. I can vote for him if y'all want. That shit is scary.
Oh my God. I had people saying, I'm going to move to Canada if he.
Canada's not going to let y'all in.
No, you better get in now before he becomes president.
You better do it now before November.
Dude. Was it just me or like, were you just like. Like, you could actually see the N-I-G right here in his throat, but it couldn't just quite get out. He's like,
right.
He was like, hey, look, I'm not going to let immigrants in. So Hispanics and Latinos and black people, you know, we're going to have jobs for you.
Really?
What?
It's sad.
He said, we're going to build a wall. And the camera goes right on Latinos for Trump.
That's what I'm saying. So all those things.
I'm like, what 7-Eleven did they get y'all from?
I'm just saying, if you're going to stand for something, you're going to fall for anything.
That's why I couldn't get shit done on my house last week. Because every Home Depot and 7-Eleven I went to, them jokers was up at the convention.
No.
They weren't inside. You mean they were outside?
No, they was inside holding up them signs that said Latinos for Trump.
They were not, trust me. They were not.
Not them.
They were
not the ones you was looking for.
Home Depot. They were not.
They were paid handsomely.
No, the essays were not. They were with us.
I almost think Trump was paid to be a buffoon so that it can make Hillary look better. Like, I have this conspiracy theory that there has to be some method behind the madness. It has to be. Like, they're doing this to make Hillary look better because there's no way people could really be on the fence about this dude. Like, what's wrong with you? Is it me? Like, it has to be a conspiracy. It has to be.
The thing about it is there's a lot of people that think the same way that he does, but they just doesn't want to say it. And there's a lot of them out there, and that's why
there's a lot of families at home.
If you watch RNC, you already know people are out there. Huh. It's real. He got this far. 16 people. He is the president, or he's running for president for them. I'm scared. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, me too.
I'm scared. Because I don't even want to go on travel and they look at me.
He literally told them to their faces, I've shitted on this system for years, so I'm the one that can fix it.
Oh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Only me.
And Negroes, I just want you to know.
Only I can do this.
Have his hand on that nuclear
and
bomb.
Even the chick that spoke to that did the high hit. Oh, she was like, ooh, Hitler. Oh, I mean, wave. Wave to everybody in the crowd. Oh, she started that joint out with the... Oh, wave. Oh, sorry. I forgot where I was. Sorry. I mean, come on. But that's cool. You know, you vote for who you vote for. I will say, just vote.
Right. You know what I was surprised?
Because if you don't, we don't want to hear no voicemails. We don't want to hear no emails.
I was surprised at them two buffoonish ass chicks. I thought they were fake. Was it diamond and silk
and diamond? I don't know.
I thought that was just some bulls.
Oh no, them ladies were real. Whoa. And I'm trying to say ladies because we're on air.
And it's scary.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not
the
nice.
Black people that. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this
people
guy,
really.
Right?
Yeah, people are out supporting him, and that's fine. Like I feel like that. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. Mm-hmm. Go out to vote.
Diamond and silk.
Sound like strippers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Vote for whoever you want to.
Everyone says.
I mean, with the names. They can't be their real names.
No.
Okay. Yeah. But it's scary. Vote. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing.
That's right.
Just vote. Mm-hmm. You know. And if this... I don't know. I don't even want to say it. Because I feel like it's going to be entertaining.
If we control the Senate...
But I'm scared.
If we control the Senate and the House of Representatives, his shit really won't matter. People need to understand that at the end of the day, that's what really counts. Your everyday, you know, the way that you live and
you
your
can
communities.
Senate,
yeah, not initially. It needs time. But the way he's going, he'd be like, you know what, fuck the Senate, fuck the House of Representatives. Y'all gonna kiss my ass. I'm doing what I want.
Pretty much.
Oh,
and the world's gonna blow up. We're gonna all
much.
Die.
We're all gonna die. So just act the fucking fool.
Damn.
Lynette Hardaway and Rochelle.
That's their real names.
Oh, they put it out there. Oh, okay.
Mm. Can't hide.
They had it on the RNC. They I was like,
they probably didn't mean.
That's
to.
How I was like. No, they had their nicknames in the middle.
No, I know. I'm sure they probably didn't want it to be like that because they were like, oh no, people are gonna come for us. So this is not cool. So, but anyway, just. Pay attention so you know you are well informed. You know everything that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you want somebody that's going to be the best for you.
I mean,
in the one candidate, I know a lot of people were voting for Bernie Sanders. But he is not an option.
Not anymore.
So let's be realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, don't come for me on Twitter because I don't even check it. But let's be realistic. You know what I'm saying? He understands. He acquiesced. And he knows what's up. So, just come on, man.
Do your research, people.
Let's get about a quick break and get right back at it.
Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. So you guys know how you can reach us, indeepshow@yahoo.com. Damn it, Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
All right. So one of the questions we talked about last week, I want to actually ask you.
Okay.
Something easy, something light, before we get into like our real serious question.
Deep.
Before we get in deep. What is something that people would be surprised to learn about you?
Something that people would be surprised to learn about me?
Mm-hmm.
That I am a nerd at heart.
Not surprised.
No?
Give me something else.
That's not surprising?
No.
Mark, that's not surprising? Do I sound like a nerd anyway?
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
I don't think it's at heart. Like a, I think it's more nerd. Like default.
What?
Give me something else.
Something else. Something else. Oh my God. Even though this is easy, it's hard. I don't know. I would probably say.
That's what we said too.
Yeah, it's like, jeez. That I have a deep desire to, I don't know, I want to have a nonprofit to help feed the homeless. And
talked about that.
Well, yeah.
No, that doesn't count either.
No,
that,
no. It actually is a hard question.
It's really
freaking
hard. Because
being on this show, we talk about a lot of stuff.
We do.
Think about it.
Okay. You'd be surprised to know.
That Carl is no longer in the picture.
Yeah, how about that?
That I am, I don't know. This is a little personal, though. Shut up, Brian. That I am, I don't know. I'm highly sexual and I'm really passionate. I don't know if you would, do you pick that up just being around me? That's kind of out there, right?
Well, I don't know. She's a little freaky. You know, I know how to read women pretty well. And the way your hands are always close.
I'm not sucking his balls. I'm sucking his dick. There's a difference. Excuse me. I look from the rooter to the tutor. I got you. I don't have it in my hand. I got it in my mouth. Okay. Every hole, including the mouth, the ass, and the rooter from the tutor, nigga.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who is
it seems
that?
Like that, we're pretty much, you know.
I'm going to say we're not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have nothing that.
She was like, I don't even know.
I have nothing.
Nothing left.
No, I'm done. That's pretty much it.
But see, yeah. That's the cool part,
yeah.
About being on the show. It's like you're open and you talk about a lot of shit. So it's like you really don't have anything.
Right.
You know, and I know that sounds so weird to people,
mm-hmm.
but you really don't have anything.
Yeah, because right. You're already exposed. It's like, I'm sharing it all. So it's like, there's nothing left.
Then she's sharing it all.
I'm just saying.
We all have.
Just saying. We ain't getting no feedback. So I feel like people have already put themselves out there too.
Yes, they have.
Thank you.
And see, that's what makes our listeners so close to us. We're a family, and they understand us, and we pretty much put all ourselves out there, mm-hmm. you know, for them to hear. So I think they pretty much, and of course you know,
of course,
you know, you just do your thing, and you know, yeah.
Wait, I'm in the background. Every time I hear that makes me laugh too.
Right.
All right. Well, okay. So you answered that as best as you could.
Best
so.
I could.
All right. So let's move on to today's questiones. Let's see. So someone sent in, when you start dating someone and you decide to be exclusive, what should you do if outside influences, i.e. exes, won't let go and get in the way?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is good.
Okay, it's good. So who's going to answer?
Oh, first. I break something down for you.
Break it down.
Real quick. I tell you what. If I have to be real interested in you for us to start talking this exclusivity mm-hmm. type thing. Mm-hmm. Did I say it right? Exclusivity?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know. I have to feel that you want to do it too before I even say that. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want to just put myself out there and then you be like, well,
maybe.
I don't think I'm ready for that type of thing. I have to feel it. I have to feel it first, you know. And I have to really like you. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say love, but, you know, it's a thin line. But, you know, but you can kind of feel it, you know, with how much time they spend with you. You know, when you over, like, you go over their house or whatever, and then they get a phone call and they got to run in the bedroom and talk and just little shit, you know.
But what should you do?
I would express myself, and then if
to whom?
I don't, huh?
To whom? Like, who'd you express yourself to?
The one I want to be exclusive with.
Okay, because it said, what should you do if outside influences, i.e. exes, won't let go and get in the way?
Oh, you mean the one that I'm trying to be exclusive with, and then somebody else?
Let's say somebody else you were dating, and then you start dating, like, you start dating
the
a new person.
The ex ain't trying to let go.
Yeah, you start dating a new person, and then the ex before that person was still like, raw, I'm still trying to be in a picture.
Yeah, right, that's what I was saying. That's what I was getting at. But, I mean, if she's going to be like that, I mean, well. Wait a minute.
I'm like,
okay.
Hold on.
If he's going to be all like that. Wait a minute. If he's going to be, you know, going at her like that, and she can't cut him off, then I got to step off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If she can't say, look, man, I'm with Mark now. I'm with the doc now.
Right.
And
okay.
Huh?
I said I'm with you now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If she can't handle her end, then you know it's no use to me keep on pursuing it. That's what I'm thinking. But then it might be a point where I had to step in and say, "Look, dog. Look, she with me now, man. You know, if I feel her." And I think this could go further. And I think it's a point where she really wants to be with me, but you know he's being so aggressive and all this shit. And I might have to step in to the middle of that. I mean, you know, I had to do what I had to do.
Hey,
you know, hey, I got to get in it. You know,
damn
but
it, Gina.
I mean, but I have to really feel this girl to do that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But if I feel for one instant that she just playing me or you know, she trying to keep both of us, you know, like, damn.
Which one is it going to be?
Yeah, which one is it going to be? I'm going to step off.
Okay.
I'm not going to just hang around until you make your fucking decision. I done made mine. Okay. You know, but hey, that's me. O-E-O-A-I-O-U. And sometimes,
why? I agree with Mark almost 100%. The only thing I would add as a woman, first of all, I'm not addressing another woman. At the end of the day, I need a man to be a man. And if that's what you are, you need to handle your business. If you're not handling your business, then there's a reason, whether it's you can't, you're afraid to, you don't want to, or something else entirely. I'm not staying around for that. I deserve better, and I'm not going to tolerate all that. Shit.
It's been a minute for her.
Let her get back in.
She wanna hear herself
like 2 seconds. I need you to man up. I need you to just do what you're supposed to do. And if we agree that we're gonna be exclusive, then you need to handle your end. I'm handling mine, you handle yours. And that's that. I'm not gonna stay around for a bunch of bullshit because I don't have to.
Okay, so before I get to my point. So do you know that there's crazy people in this world?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, there are.
So if the dude that you're dating just happened to have previously been dating one of these crazy people, he's not a man because she's boiling motherfucking rabbits and shit and he can't do nothing about that, that makes him not a man?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, I'm saying because you put him in that category.
No, but let me explain.
Would
you like me to not really? No. Ooh, you hear what I said? Yeah, I missed that, didn't you? Oh, thank God. What I'm saying is that it's not so much that he's not a man because of that. If you just have a circumstance where the girl is just absolutely nuts and she's boiling rabbits in the backyard, that's one thing. But if you have a situation where it's something that you can handle and for whatever reasons you're not, and then you're not letting your current person know what the real reasons are.
But in your early explanation, you say if you're scared.
That's for those who are scared.
If I come home and the pet rabbit's in the pot behind this bitch, yeah, I'm a little bit scared.
So then you need to express that. Look, you don't have to express that you're scared. You just need to, look, this is a little bit more than I thought it could be. It's escalated beyond what I thought. I need to handle this. Because you can't move forward in a relationship if you can't deal with this thing that's happened. You need to deal with that situation, whatever level of crazy it is, neutralize the situation. Then you say, look, this is what it was, this is where we are, and this is what happened, or this is what I need to take care of, and I can't do that. You can't do both. You can't expect that person to sit there and stay and deal with this, and you got crazy.
Okay, so...
You meet
a guy that's single,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's been single for whatever, 6 months, whatever, a year, mm-hmm. He's been single. And y'all two get with each other.
Mm-hmm.
His ex finds out, he's with somebody now.
Mm-hmm.
And now the crazy comes.
Right.
That's his fault?
No, it's her fault.
Because he cleared his slate before he got with you.
Yeah, but he has to handle it. Is it my fault?
I'm not saying it's your fault.
Wait, hold on real quick before you finish. Does she already know, like, they broke up and the slate is cleared? Like, y'all haven't been hanging out. Y'all haven't been having sex. Y'all haven't been doing anything in the 6 months.
I would assume that in your conversations and your dating in the past, in the time that you've been dating, that you've discussed these things. You know, when was your last relationship? You know, you talked about how it ended.
I'm talking about the chick.
I'm not even injecting foolishness. I'm talking about the straight up.
We can
do the foolishness later. But I'm talking about straight up. You know what I'm saying? Because in some of your explanations that you originally gave, you know, you said you needed him to be a man, and if you're scared and blah, 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 blah. Well, you can still be a man and be scared. That does not make you not a man.
You
got a crazy bitch stalking you and doing wild shit. That don't make you not a man. And what's even less is this thing called the law that's leveraged against you. That 9 times out of 10, if you do something to her, now you still wrong. You're wrong in the court of public opinion, and you're wrong in the law.
Okay.
So it's a lose-lose situation in a lot of cases.
Well, here's the thing that, in my opinion, doesn't make you a man. If you're not forthcoming about, look,
absolutely.
This thing is absolutely nuts. It's way beyond what I thought it was. I thought I was going to be able to just, you know, walk away and everything was going to be cool. We were already broken up. Everything mm-hmm. was great. When you don't come at a person like that and you're honest, that's the part that makes you less of a man because you need to be straight up about your circumstances.
Right.
Then the other person can say, you know what? I choose to deal with this or I choose not to. When you get yourself together, then, you know, let's talk at that point. That's the part that doesn't make you a man. Can you, you know, women have crazy people stalking them? So do men. But at the end of the day, you need to be forthcoming. You need to be honest about the situation. And you need to really realistically, like, okay, if this girl started getting nuts, you need to say, you know what, sweetie, as much as I care about you, I need to back off and I need to handle this. I need to neutralize this situation, get this together, because I'm ruining whatever it is we have.
I'm not going to say I'm ruining. I'm going to say this situation is.
Right.
And first and foremost, I mean, in a situation like that, I'm going to involve the law off the break.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I think beyond a shadow of a doubt, that should let the mate know, okay, he's not playing. This ain't no just, you know, foolishness going on, whatever. He's trying to get some real separation. He's trying to get the law involved, protective order, whatever he has to do to, you know, end this situation. So, you know, but, you know, you know, when you start going the route of wanting to, like I said earlier with Queen, inject the foolishness, You know what I'm saying? I mean, unless you're dealing with someone that's just flat the fuck out crazy, you know, usually people hang around because they got something to hang on to.
Mm-hmm. So it could be multiple things. Let's say it's a combination of both. Let's say you kind of self-consciously down deep, you like that little bit of crazy. Somebody banging at your door and acting a damn fool. And on some level, she's like, you know what? I want to be with you. But there's something that's holding you on to that little bit of crazy. Whether it's crazy booty, whether it's crazy just across the board, whether it's whatever.
The booty will do.
Crazy ass booty can make you psychotic. Yeah. You make yourself, you be like, wait a minute, what the fuck am I doing? So it could be a combination of things. All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, you need to be honest with the person, whoever the person you're trying to be with. And if you are truly trying to be with that person, you need to either A, handle it the best you can. And if you cannot, let that person know, look, I thought this was going to be an easy process. It's not. I can't do this. I need to let you be free to do whatever you need to do.
So have to break up with the person you're seeing to handle the situation?
No, you don't. But if you are at a point where you can't handle it,
and I call the police.
This person, and let's say the guy doesn't do that, then what? He's not calling the police. Okay, so then does he really want it?
See, that's what I'm saying. We keep going, I guess, sort of straddling, going back and forth between, are we dealing with someone that's playing games, or are we dealing with someone that's truly dealing with somebody crazy and can't get rid of them?
But how do you know the difference? You have guys
you should know by the actions that are being taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm into you, if this relationship's been over for a year or whatever, and because she's seen me out with you and she don't want nobody else to have me, I'm not going to, I don't feel like I should lose you behind the fact that she's crazy.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? So all of that, I'm going to break up with you and then hopefully you're there when I get back handling from, I'm not going off the wall or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, hey, listen, here's what the situation is, point blank period. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you go down and whatever jurisdiction you file papers of protective orders and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And you document things and you go through the necessary procedures to try to handle this.
Got you. But what if the person, male or female, isn't doing that? Then what does that tell you? That tells you that...
Well, that's clear and cut to me. Then they're playing games, let it go. Exactly. So we don't have an issue.
So I'm on that page. I'm on the page where if you aren't making some clear, precise, definite decisions, like, look, this thing is done. I'm, you know, and sitting back saying, oh, I can handle this. I got this. You know, I'm going to deal with it. Or I'm dealing, and you're not properly you're messing up the relationship, and something about you or something about that situation is still holding you, whatever it is.
So we all know that you eject when you're dealing with someone that's mm-hmm. that's playing games. But when you're dealing with a serious matter now of mm-hmm. someone that's not playing games, how do you handle that situation, being that person, you know what I'm saying, and you're watching this craziness of this other person going on?
I think you said it. I think that if I were in a situation where that was happening and this person was making clear decisions like, look, I know this happened. This person is a little off. I didn't realize this was taking place, but I have done X, Y, and Z, and this is what I'm doing to remedy the situation. That's different. But when you're sitting back and you're saying, well, I did this and I don't know, but I tried to have a conversation and it didn't work, and you know, but you're where I want to be. No, your actions aren't coinciding with your words.
Right, we got
so then at that point, you know, we're done. So I think if it's someone serious, I'm willing to stick it out, like, look, we're going to handle this together if you're doing the right, taking the right steps. If you are not, then we're done. There's nothing else for us to discuss.
Boom and boom.
Yes.
Queen. Hey. If the booty's good, that's the one I'm going with.
Good, crazy.
Why are you looking at me?
Everybody kind of threw it to you.
That's what I'm like. Why are y'all all looking at me?
Because
we've all given our input.
I started and I said what I was going to say a long time ago. Then y'all were going and I was like, oh, okay, well.
Okay, followers, back to you.
Yeah, right. Hey, you want to send some feedback on that topic? I already answered.
We didn't hear your answer. That's why we throw it back to you.
I answered.
Okay.
If you want to send some feedback on what we talked about, in deepshow@yahoo.com. 202-750-1IDS. We want to hear from you. Because clearly that is a real topic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Thank you for sending that questiones in. I ain't know it's gonna get this deep, but thank you for sending it, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah.
The booty's good. It's all good.
Crazy penis sometimes is the best penis.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's terrible.
Not if it has people coming after you.
Yeah,
no,
that's
dog.
Not good.
No.
I know you in there.
You know what I mean? Nah. Much. No. Well, no.
I think guys are a little different.
That's for putting it on them too good.
I was going to say no. Y'all like that shit, but
I
no.
It is a little ego thing, but you know what? That could be annoying.
That's Trumpish.
Oh.
That's Trumpish.
It's Trumpish.
Oh.
Anything but that.
You have Trump knocking at your door?
All right.
Don't answer it.
Please.
Look through the little peek hole. Be like, ooh.
Oh, my.
That's Donald.
Have your dog go up and smell, and your dog starts barking. Bow, 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 bow. Don't answer it. Like the little dogs upstairs.
I was like, dang, I just walked through the door. I didn't even know
you. Or Maxie. Maxie with Cujo. Those little dogs upstairs will be like, bark, bark, bark.
Bite your ankle.
I'm just saying, trust. Okay. Understand. If a dog does not like who you bring in the house, do not let them in your house.
To get a dog.
Well, Buddy, I don't know, Buddy. Buddy might be like, oh.
Buddy bark at everybody.
No. Sometimes dogs will bark at everybody just because somebody new is coming to their house. Mm. But when the person actually comes in and you introduce them and they still are like, they're still really aggressive, they don't trust that person.
Yeah. Kids too.
I'm just saying.
Does that mean the person's bad or the dog doesn't trust them?
Or the dog is bad.
Well, what she's saying is the dog has a good judge character.
Yes. I'm just saying, dog has a good judge.
The one upstairs used to, I mean, hate me beyond words, but now risks its life
because
for beatings.
Well, he knows
because it will jump in my lap and sleep.
Did you say hate you beyond words?
I'm just saying he knows you and he
that's what I'm saying.
But still, like in the beginning, like you never ever had the dog around you like at all. Then the one time it was like. But like I said, like even with Maxie, she gets to know you. She's like, you come in the house. She's like,
okay.
Don't trust you. You know, but if you're like, you come, you're good.
If you come.
Whoa.
Okay. If you come to the house and you're good, then she's like, okay, all right, okay.
So you're saying she meets you, and then initially she's like, I don't know. But then once she said the opportunity, right, but after that, she should be cool future meetings. But if she continues growling and being aggressive, something's off. Is that what you're basically saying?
I heard that about cats, too.
The dog whispers.
Oh, cats are assholes.
I don't like cats.
Cats are jerks.
I
love kitties, though.
I love cats.
Me, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, I love cats. Cats are assholes.
They really are. They're just like temperamental. Oh, God. They're just like, oh, God.
I was going to say, even my sister's cat is like, meow, meow. You're not petty, right? Wow! I'm like, God damn you! Ah! But we'll sleep at the end of the bed. When she gives me her bed, she will sleep at the end of the bed. I'm like, why are you in the...
I know, okay. Right? What do you want?
Why are you right there?
Damn it, Gina.
You keep the cats.
Two fingers, one finger. One finger to... Oh, I'm so sorry, Mark. One finger to this damn hot-ass weather. It's really hot. Like, you go from the building to the car, and I already got a bead of sweat, like, going down my back. And the AC just does not come on fast enough. So, yeah. Two fingers.
Shout out to air-conditioned seats.
Oh, my gosh. Two fingers.
Those exist? I was like, heated seats, but air-conditioned seats, too?
I was like, damn, they're blowing your butt cheeks. I need to upgrade.
Oh, my God. I'm so behind.
Two thumbs to... Oh, I didn't get a chance to tell you guys. I have found a new church, and I finally made it my church home.
Amen.
And this place is so super phenomenal. Here we go. I used to cry, and it was so great this past Sunday.
You used to cry?
I would cry over the music. I would cry over the gospel singing. And now, I don't cry over the gospel, but now I'm like tearing up over the word. And that is like a new place for me. So two thumbs to my newfound home. And I am like uber excited that I have finally joined and... Oh my gosh, like the people
so
are
so you work for Uber
awesome.
Now?
Uber Uberly excited. Hallelujah. So I'm really excited about some
old school, y'all.
Uh oh. I'm sorry, Queen. Just want you to know.
Uber excited.
I'm giving you the side eye.
Michael Dick is a little bit premature. I've been wanting to get those tambourines forever, but it won't be here next week.
Michael, wait.
We'd like to take this moment here to welcome into our humble home a new stray sheep. A new one that's lost from the flock. You see, she was out there in the wilderness.
Oh,
no. Being mauled and turned and twisted about. She'd been humped by billy goats, coyotes, moose, bobcats, black bears, polar bears,
a lot of wild penis,
panda bears, and Pooh Bears. But Pokemon. She's found her way home.
Pokemon.
She's found her way home, and she her credit check was a little low, but we said we could make it work.
Welcome back.
There's an ATM in the lobby.
You see,
it gives out five.
She understands that. You see, here at the greater Mount Episcopal Zion Church of the Holy Mount Ebenezer, Tabernacle of the Mormon Saints.
My gosh.
Ones if you put in the right code.
The plate comes around 3-4 times.
Damn.
Because we want you to get 3-4 times the blessings you get anywhere else. And the price of jet fuel is going up a little bit, y'all. So I got to get my plane in the air.
E5 and 1.
So I'd like to take this moment right now to thank our new stray sheep. And after we bathe you and get all the animal semen off you and get you groomed and get you ready for presentation.
Gotta get it ready.
I will anoint you in my eye. I mean, you shall be anointed.
Devil.
And be official part of the family.
Welcome back, baby.
Doctor.
Woo.
It's hot outside.
It's hot outside. Well, Gina already covered that.
Sorry.
What else you got?
Let me see. One finger for Donald Trump. You don't know what you're saying. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't have a plan, man.
Bite me.
Hire some people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This shit is getting scary, y'all. It's too fucking close.
I'm afraid.
Let me see. Two fingers to our family here. We're all together. It's Woo-hoo. Been a long time.
Yay.
Two fingers. Let us see, my girl, my boy, you know, the usual people. And Gina back in the house. All right.
The king.
Yeah. Queen.
Let's see. One finger to the wet. Y'all.
I mean, yeah. It's so hot.
Y'all handle that?
Everybody can do it.
Actually,
it's so hot. You can do multiple fingers.
Nah, I'll say one finger to the people. Don't respect people doing what they do. And I'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Two fingers to... Yay, to getting a plan and putting it together and then making shit happen.
Ooh,
I like when people do that.
All right.
Don't talk about it.
Be about it.
Be about it, people.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what's up. And another side, two fingers for Damagina for being in the house. And because I know people were like, where's Damagina? She already quit. What's happening?
Right.
What's going on?
Who's going to be the replacement?
I'm just saying, people have work. People have shit to do.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? People do.
We do. And
they show up when they show up.
I'm here.
And still, so two fingers to you.
Yay, well. I miss you too.
Miss you. Love you.
Look at the boogity.
Look at the doogity-doo-doo-doo.
Two fingers to, two fingers to all of the strangers today out in the street that entertain me with what I call the ugly face. Because you knew it was hot as fuck outside when people got about their cars and they was like, they just instantly got the ugly face, like the sun was burning the skin off their,
it was.
Off their God, body. Man.
Do you see my eye?
I know, right? I'm a shade darker.
I'm like, I'm sizzly. It hurt.
I was having fun watching that shit.
He was in the truck with the egg.
Two fingers to,
right.
Two fingers to my man, our family, Mr. Moody. He touched base with me, man.
Oh, me too.
Everybody knows.
I stalked him.
That we good. He good.
He's good.
Doing his thing. He got the Rocky music playing in the background. He on the comeback trail.
All right. Cool.
So, my shouts for him.
Thank you for doing that, because I really did stalk him. And I was like, you changed your number on me? Like, wow. Why don't I have your number? It's like, I didn't. Okay.
One finger to shady contractors.
Mm. Oh boy.
Here we go.
Shady contractors that overcharge you. Shady contractors that don't finish the job. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Charge too much and be late getting to your house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shady contractors that when it's time to negotiate money, English is great. Mm. When it's time to explain the work.
I know Espanol.
I know how you really explain.
No, 1700.
No.
You need to get that new joint where it's like a piece you put in your ear and they put it in their ear and then it, like, y'all can talk back and forth. Like, that's a new shit.
Yeah. What about Bing Translator? Shit. Write that, put that shit right in here, and then you translate it into English. And there you go. Or vice versa.
That or just it. Holler. I know somebody who speaks Espanol.
There you go. Too.
Or just have them do the work first, and then when they finish, just smack them in the head in the back.
You're like,
no, I said 1200. I don't know what you thought, but here you go. It's already done. What they going to do? Set the porch on fire.
Man, I said 400 pesos.
Wow.
Wait, you don't even know what a dollar
is. I was going to say, before...
Where is Trump when you need him?
I was going to say, 400 pesos might be like 1,000 USA.
Other way.
USA.
Yeah, it's going to be lower.
I think it's the other way around.
I'm saying right now...
Yeah. Not about that.
Well, I wrote a letter to Donald Trump and let him know. I built a new fence in my backyard. And I need you to now keep this contractor out on my back.
Well, him, it'd be 50 Cent. So, okay.
Wow.
Well, we definitely like
going
to.
Going down.
Thank everybody for.
Please vote.
Yeah,
man.
Do your research.
I would love to open up the lines.
When I move? Are you guys going to visit me in Canada when I move?
I've been there, absolutely.
I love Canada, like, it's great. Would you come visit?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
He don't have a passport. He can't leave past Maryland, no.
Ooh, I can't.
Can I add one, two thumbs? I mean, I'm sorry, two fingers?
Yeah, one, two thumbs, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm so happy that Mark is getting like a whole week to just do him.
Yeah.
Two fingers.
Thank you.
You should go get a passport.
Huh? You should. But, everybody should move to Canada when Trump becomes president.
Trump.
Yeah.
We can just leave it
she
at
said
that.
Trumps.
I like that, though.
We can just leave it at that.
Both of them?
I like that.
Trumps.
Trump, Trump.
Because Melania and all the other ones.
Okay.
You need a passport for real,
though. No, I don't. Why?
You're never going to leave the country?
You might want to leave the country.
You're going to the police looking for me.
That's why you need one before. You can't get one after, dog.
Because then they already got you on there. You just done.
All right, give me one, then.
That's like $175.
Wait, first like you go to CVS and pick them shits up.
I'm just saying. You can take a picture, but you can't get one.
We got to go, but it's always in closing, we like to say.
If you're the black man in Dallas, you want to get on a plane going to Guatemala.
If anybody didn't wake you up this morning, I hope God tells you that you woke up and you are in my care.
Do your thing.
What did you want to say?
As I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddamn it. All of you out.
And then they said the guy that was supposed to be checking him was on his phone or something.
No, actually, no. They showed him, but he was on the phone. But it was just like, you wasn't paying attention. You just saw him walk by.
I'm blowing all y'all motherfuckers.